Chapter 1. Why this book? Many organizations attempt to gain support for formal data governance activities by expressing the value data governance can bring to their organizations. Although this is important and needs to be different for each organization, other related considerations come into play relative to data governance. For example, consider what your organization cannot do because the data in your systems, databases, and resources accumulated over the years aren't governed to address what you cannot do. This question, what can't your organization do, isn't easy to ask, and the answers you receive may surprise you. Consider some answers you can expect. We cannot compare costs across regions. We cannot track students' progress and see where they may be at risk. We cannot maximize the position of products in the store. We cannot match the records for an individual across their touchpoints to our organization. We cannot apply resources in the most cost-effective way. We cannot maximize our decision-making capabilities based on the data we have. All of these cannot responses hinder how an organization grows and prospers. The data are at the core of addressing these concerns, and governing the data with a formal, non-invasive approach that's shaped to the culture of an organization may be something to consider. I have been focusing on the non-invasive data governance approach for many years. That's what this book is about. This book presents a totally new approach to selling data governance to your organization so that higher management can give the green light to proceed with the definition, delivery, and administration of such a program. I've written about putting the necessary components of data governance into place so that you can deliver successful and sustainable data governance in your organization. Two questions typically asked by people selling the need for data governance in their organizations are, 1. What will it take to convince our management to apply resources, time, and money to building and operating a data governance program? And 2. How do we get management to understand the importance of data governance? There are no simple answers to these questions, and this book is not targeted at trying to specifically answer these questions for your organization. Every organization, in its own way, prioritizes how it spends resources, time, and money. Each organization has a way to determine if data governance is important and valuable enough to pursue. And every organization has its way of making decisions about what will and will not be done. Instead, I offer these words of wisdom through this book to achieve the goals you've set for data governance in your organization, with the hopes that you consider the non-invasive approach as an option. A core set of messages for management around non-invasive data governance are provided in the next section. But let's start with defining data governance. Definition of data governance. I define data governance this way. Data governance is the formal execution and enforcement of authority over the management of data and data-related assets. The truth is that some organizations I've worked with have tamed this definition so it isn't as scary-sounding or harsh or in your face. They've developed definitions more in line with my definition of non-invasive data governance. For example, formalizing behavior around the definition, production, and usage of data to manage risk and improve quality and usability of selected data. Formalizing and guiding behavior over the definition, production, and use of information and information-related assets. Notice that both definitions begin with formalizing behavior. Formalizing behavior and holding people accountable are the two basic tenets of the non-invasive data governance approach. Formalizing behavior assumes that a sense of data governance is already taking place. To stay non-invasive, organizations should identify people who informally already have a level of accountability for the data they define, produce, and use to complete their jobs or functions. To do this, an organization must first design a data governance operating model of roles and responsibilities that aligns with the way the organization operates today. A successful operating model doesn't require you to fit your organizational components into its model. A successful operating model allows you to overlay its framework over existing organizational components. You'll find detailed information about creating an operational model of roles and responsibilities in Chapter 6.